That was the first time that I got back up with the club. I suppose the excitement at the time, and you know, it was the first time that the club had been up in a while. And you know, this time, I suppose we from halfway through the season, we weren't really sure what was going to happen. You know, we put a good run of games together to from halfway point to the end. You know, remain unbeaten, and we kind of maybe expected ourselves more that we would get back up there. And I suppose we're just really looking forward now. I suppose we sort of know what we're going into more this time as a group of players. You know, some of us are still around, the likes of myself, Gareth Harkin, Kieran Gallagher. Nathan Boyle was with us the last time he got promoted, but then moved on. But he's back with us now. So you know, with those lads, been around the changing room before, and that's a huge help to us.
Yeah, I suppose Ollie is still looking to get players in, and Ollie's searching all the time. And if he can't pull off what he wants in there, at least he has this foundation with you guys and a couple of more that have been around the League of Ireland that he has brought in, that experience there in this situation can be telling.
It's crucial that the guys have been there before. He's brought in a few as well, the likes of Sam Verdon, Daniel O'Reilly, of course. Raf Kataro's had a great career in the League of Ireland, and is, you know, he's a great lad around the changing rooms, and you know, great for the young lads to learn from him and listen to him, and you know, see how he conducts himself, very much the professional. So you know, that sort of work. Ollie has, you know, he's done good business to bring getting Jacob Borg from last year, and Harry Ashcroft, you know, a great player, seems to have hit the ground running in terms of his performances and his effort and work rate, and you know, just being a nice guy as well, which really helps in the changing room. So the business that Ollie's done, you know, has been great. You know, the work he puts in has tired us. He really has done well. So hopefully, you know, we can sort of maybe repay a bit of that hard work as well.
Well, the action is going to start against Bohemians, and already a lot of people are tipping Harps to be in the bottom two, and there's this underdog card along with the Harps again. But as you boys like to do, you just want to prove a lot of people wrong.
Yeah, we know it's going to be tough. I suppose last year when they were saying which teams were going to go up, our names weren't even mentioned there either. So you know, we're used to people maybe, you know, counting us out. But hopefully we can, you know, turn a few heads this year. As I said, it is going to be difficult, but you know, we're going to relish the challenge. And you know, there's a lot of guys in there. If you tell them that they're not going to be stuck to the foot of the table for the whole season, you know, they'll have an answer for that as well. So now we know it's going to be difficult, but we're looking forward to it.
Bose was the first game, and when you were up the last time, you went away from home and went to Dublin and played various clubs and took huge results. If that was to start on Friday the 15th of February with a win in Dublin, it would be a dream start, would it?
That's what we're looking to do. You know, we have to look at every game as an opportunity to pick up points. Obviously, Bose will be looking at us and thinking there'll be a handy 3 points there. You know, at the start of the season, it can be difficult. You know, have teams found their feet yet? Don't know what their best team is yet. And there's always a few shocks at the start. So we'll be looking to you know, pick up points in Dublin, as you will, and you know, all our fixtures. So we're just looking forward to it now.
Yeah, and saying that, then is that the time of the year in the Premier Division that you just have to pick up as many points as you can at the start if you're going to try and catch these teams out who are trying to settle in the opening number of weeks? Because you've done that in the last two campaigns in the Premier Division, if I'm right, Keith.
Yeah, well, you know, a good start is going to breed confidence, you know, and that's what we want to try and do. Everybody wants to, you know, get as many points as they can, other teams included. They, you know, as I said, like, they'll be looking at us as an opportunity to pick up 3 points. You know, it's not the be all and end all, but as I says, you know, confidence can be the name of the game. And if we start well, you know, we've got Bohemians away first game, then Dundalk, the champions, back the following game, and then away to St Pat's. So you know, when you're looking through those fixture lists, you're not, you know, it can be difficult to see where you might pick up points. There are going to be no easy games, but you know, as I say, we have to give everything a shot, and as I say, it is going to be difficult.
You're a man that has Finn Harps to the core, and there's a lot of big games coming up against big name clubs. But what's Keith Cowan really looking to relish and looking forward to this year? What's the games and what's the grounds that has you overexcited?
Well, I suppose, you know, straight away you look to when's the Derry game, you know, when's the Sligo games, those you know, those fixtures have always been fantastic for both clubs, and a lot of excitement. And you know, we've got good results, and then you know, we've been on the receiving end of a couple of bad ones too. And then I suppose you look to the likes of your Dundalk and Cork, and you know, where it's going to be extremely difficult. You know, those teams have, you know, mixed in, I suppose, a lot of experience, and you know, a lot of guys that have been across the water and come back, and that are looking to go back over there again. So that's the type of caliber of player that they're looking at. Like, those games are going to be difficult. And then I suppose you're kind of looking at the teams then that might be around where we are. You know, I'm not going to name teams and say who they are, but there's going to be opportunities to pick up points. There's going to be times where it's going to be tough in the league, and we're going to have to just sit in and, you know, maybe take what we get at times. I just can't come quick enough, you know, at this stage. You know, the pre-season's been tough, the guys have worked hard, so it's just about looking towards February the 15th now, where we know that game's definitely going ahead.
Yeah. Well, listen, we all look forward to the new season. The best of luck with Keith. Thanks for talking to us.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.